This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV program. The only problem is there's no Jennifer, there's no Victoria, and there's no Kara. So how am I making it in this world of technological delight? I'll make it. I have done a lot of programs over the 50-some-odd years that I have been on the air, and they have been by myself. In fact, it's very interesting because it would normally happen during Mercury being in retrograde. You've heard us talk about that a lot when things just all fall apart technologically, chemically. It's a bad time to take a trip, but that's all gone. It's a nice time. As a matter of fact, this is a great time. There's a spirit that starts this week, the last week, August 2019, and goes through us talking to our astrologer, Charlotte Benson, who says that this time for the rest of the year will be pretty good for most everybody. So that's a good optimistic note upon which to start. Here's another one. People in the news. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, had another health scare. On Friday, the court said that she was treated for pancreatic cancer in New York. The court said the tumor was treated definitely, and there's no evidence of disease anywhere else in her body, which is pretty unusual for pancreatic cancer. This is not her first run-in, you'll remember, with any kind of cancer. She has had problems with colorectal cancer for the last 20 years. In 1999, she started, and then 10 years ago, she underwent treatment for early-stage pancreatic cancer, and in December, she underwent surgery to remove two cancerous nodules from her left lung. The surgery has caused her to miss the first oral arguments of this past session. It was reported the first time she missed a scheduled public session in, 25, 26 years, I think. She returned to the Supreme Court in February this year. She is, as most people know, the oldest member. That movie about her that was around earlier this year was very good. I thought it was, anyway. And there have been a number of different, documentaries, best way to refer to them, about her. She's made a lot of headlines through the course of her career, partially because Senator McConnell has said if she leaves the court before 2020, Republicans will rush to replace her. She has no plans to step down, she said. She's done some very important things, but setting the tone that she has been very good, I think. She get along with members of the court on both sides. And so I have a thought with regard to the business about pancreatic cancer, not necessarily hers, but I'm sure because of her stature that people, I had a very good friend who died of real bad blood cancer a year or so ago. And he was given a lot of special treatment and given options that the average person didn't, because he knew how to use the system, and he knew, and I don't mean use it in a negative sense, he just understood how all of the system worked and knew how to apply the various insurances, and he was pushed along because of his position, no question about that. But it told me a couple of things. The healthcare system isn't really functional for everybody, but that you all know one way or another, and experiences, you have all had that experience of how crazy the healthcare system is. But the other thing that I wanted to bring to the surface here with regard to this discussion is something that we talked about last week, a discovery that has taken place here in Boston. I live in Framingham, which is outside of Boston, and the focus was on cannabis and some ingredient, some chemical that was found to be in cannabis that will basically eat up, destroy the particular type of cancer that is caused by pancreatic cancer. So this was huge news, and apparently it's fairly close to being usable. It's both done at Dana-Farber and Beth Israel, the cancer departments there. Been going on for quite a long time. The experiments have been going on. So I'm going to guess that somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have access to that pretty quickly. And most people who have the problem, the doctors who treat this problem, are going to want to accelerate whatever work is being done to make it available. It's not something that you smoke. It's something that's in either it's the THC of cannabis or it's something inside. So for those of you who don't like the idea of legalizing cannabis, you're probably going to, with the advent of this, find that you don't have a lot of legs to stand on. This will make the reality of legalizing cannabis in some form or another pretty much everywhere a matter of fact. The research from what I've read has been very closely watched by many of the other Western countries, progressive countries who want to have this available because pancreatic cancer has become a much bigger problem. Cancer itself, as we know, in the last 100 years, 150 years, since the 1880s, has been increasingly a problem. And it goes hand in hand with the industrialization of our country and the world. You know that, right? It's industrialization, all the advances that came as a result of the Industrial Revolution, which really started about 1880, the invention of the steam engine, and what has happened in terms of what we could build, what we could make, how we lived, all changed very much. But with that, with all of those things that we created, came the waste products, the byproducts of whatever was being created. And that has gone into our food, it's gone into the ground, it's gone into the water, and over time, it's had a collective impact, and things like pancreatic cancer are caused by pollutants. They're caused by things that are in the air and things that are in what we eat. They're in the environment. And that is a direct result of the Industrial Revolution. So, do we go back to the Dark Ages? Nah, I don't think so. But it's interesting you put all of the dots together, put all the things. And also, things like pancreatic cancer have a basis in location. There are people in certain parts of the country that are more likely to get pancreatic, or certain types of cancers. Like there are people that live places that are likely to get diseases in, no matter where you are. There's a particular type of disease that goes with where you live. Heart disease, lung disease, cancer, all that sort of thing. It is geographical to a point. All right, so let's see what we can do about fixing a problem you may be having. The joints that we have that are achy, the joints that we have that are something is a result of your playing some kind of sport. Maybe you play tennis and you move around a lot on your legs and your arms. Your shoulders are affected. If you're a tennis player, you've got aches and pains and you'd like to get rid of them. The way to do it is to try Joint Formula 14. Joint Formula 14 comes from a company that specializes in two things. As I sit here having taken some already today, took some yesterday, I've been very active, I've always been active my whole life on the farm and in other ways I've moved and kept my body in shape. But sometimes there are pieces of it that don't like being kept in shape. You know what I mean? So if you go to the website achefree.live, that's A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, you'll have the benefits of something that's a step above glucosamine. You know how that was the rage, 25, 30 years ago, glucosamine and chondroitin put together. Yep, it works, it's good, but this is better, and it works faster. Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. And try the dog product that they have. When you go to achefree.live, you got a dog who has hip problems, aches. He's not going to tell you, she's not going to tell you that she or he has ache problems. But you can tell by the way they walk or the way they run that there's something that's achy. So you want to feel better. You want your dogs to feel better. Find out about both things and find out how they work so quickly. And if you, by the way, you can use the DJV code here when you go to achefree.live to buy these products, and you get 50% off the price, the retail price of these products. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is the game changer for humans, and Leaps and Bounds is the same feel-better formula for your pet. All right, check it all out at achefree.live. Special offer is certainly the application of the DJV code and special 50% off. That's the story of Joint Formula 14 from Sierrasil.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierrasil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, so the essence of where Victoria was is where a lot of you are. That's called pounding the pillow, Victoria. That's what. There's a great expression. I've always thought that was a cool expression. Pounding the pillow. All right, so we've raised Victoria from the dead. Jennifer's off today. Kara's off today. So what else? Are there things that are on or off? When you look around at what's going on, some people are off today. I don't mean off in terms of going to work, but just kind of off. Some people just have off days. Right? I was mentioning that most of the time my off days come when Mercury is in a bad retrograde. And by the way, the good news is it comes back again in, I think it's October. But
I hope it's not as bad as the one we just got.
No, it's supposed to be a good one.
That was a doozy.
Yeah, it was a doozy. All right, so what do you have that you're following that's exciting?
Well, everyone's talking about the tariffs and the tariff war with China and how is this actually going to affect consumers. And I think that's really all people care about when it gets down to it.
How do people know? They can speculate, but how do you really know? Can you tell? Do you think that there's a bottom line to it?
There's a 122-page list of items. We're not going to go through all that, but some highlights of that, and these tariffs kick in. This is the 15% tariff. This kicks in September 1st. Now, this will affect some, and we're not exactly sure how this will be passed on to the consumer. It is expected that the consumer will be hit on some level with this. So if you're buying imported tea, coffee, Irish and Scotch whiskeys, liqueurs, cordials, wine, brandy, vodka, and tequila, you're going to see an impact somehow. We're not exactly sure what, but you will see an increase in that. Unfortunately, for things like, you know, baby gear, diapers, pacifiers, infant formula, high chair and baby clothes, things like that, they're also expected to go up. Meat and dairy, bovine, lamb, sheep, ham, geese, quail, sausage, milk, cream, yogurt, sour cream, butter, and cheeses. If that's imported, you're probably going to see an increase in that. And then all of the produce that we get from Mexico, tomatoes, avocados, lettuce, plantains, things like that, also expected to go up.
Farmers say it's not good for Trump if the trade war reaches next year. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's 23 and change at the hour now on the DJV program. And with that comes, in this hour, some interesting music. You and I see why. You and I see why. That's a human being. You and I see why. Love a black man from Italy. Who you calling him? Queen Latifah. Wycliffe Jean, am I pronounced that right, Victoria?
Wycliffe Jean, yep.
Jean, Naughty by Nature, teaming up for a tribute at the Video Music Awards, paying tribute to New Jersey. Maybe we should let you, you're from the Garden State. I should let you tell the story. The honor show, the 2019 award show, will be held in the Prudential Center in Newark. MTV has Queen Latifah and it's Naughty by Nature. Redman, who's Redman? I don't know who Redman is.
He's like a rapper slash reggae artist.
So is it expected that at the MTVs it'll be pretty much that kind of music? Is that, you know, the...
Well, the MTV VMAs, they do everything. It is, you know, it's kind of funny because when you think of New Jersey, you think of Bruce Springsteen, you think of, you know, Bon Jovi, but they're really, they're going to a different... They're just doing other artists who are from New Jersey. The Jonas Brothers are actually a part of this because last night in Asbury Park, not to spoil it for anybody, but last night they did a performance on the beach and then there were fireworks and everything, and it's going to be part of the show tonight because the Jonas Brothers are also from New Jersey. And so they did a whole big thing and they had massive crowds, and then tonight they're going to say, live from Asbury Park, here, you know, here we go to the Jonas Brothers. But it actually
isn't live.
It's the
Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Yeah, so it isn't live. They did it last night. But yeah, they're going to do a whole thing, just different parts of New Jersey. I think Queen Latifah is actually from Newark, so there probably is going to be a little bit of that, too.
That explains a lot, actually, knowing that she's from New Jersey. From Newark. So, also on the MTV Award show, they have Taylor Swift opening the show, right?
She traditionally, usually, whenever she does perform, when she has a new album and she opens shows, she usually does a really good job.
Yeah.
Her new album is doing so well, so I'm sure it'll be a big performance.
Jonas Brothers, as you said, are there. Camila Cabello. Yeah. Shawn Mendes. That's close. Cabello. Cabello. That's
Camilla.
Right. Come on. You're laughing.
Yeah, Camila Cabello.
Cabello. Also during the show, Missy Elliott set to receive the Video Vanguard Award, and designer Mark Jacobs presented with the Fashion Trailblazer Award. I bet that's something else. Let's see. Travolta's going to be there. Lenny Kravitz, Billy Ray Cyrus, Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness, actress Kiki Palmer, Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn, Salt-N-Pepa and Ice-T are among the presenters in the show. So let's see here. Sebastian Maniscalco. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, he's really, really popular right now. He's a comedian.
Am I that out of it that I don't know half of these people?
Sebastian Maniscalco, though, is very popular right now. He's very funny. And so I think that they're using him as the host to really draw in a lot more people, too.
Are they? Okay. Well, I got I know the next story about Adam Lambert makes something to me. A couple of men in Los Angeles apparently arrested over the weekend after using open houses to rob homes of celebrities, including Usher and Adam Lambert. The district attorney's office says 32-year-old realtor and a 33-year-old accomplice have been burglarizing celebrity homes and other residences since 2016. Wow. The DA's office says the open houses helped them facilitate the crimes. Prosecutors say the men face several charges, including money laundering, residential burglary, identity theft. They're accused of stealing more than $500,000 through fraud and embezzlement. There will be an arraignment this week. I shouldn't chuckle about that because there's nothing funny about having your home violated. As a matter of fact, I actually have never had the experience, but I know somebody who has. And it's just, if you feel like you need a shower.
I'm sure it's terrible, yeah.
It's got to be terrible, yeah, because you don't know who was there, what they touched, what they were around. If it I would want to move, actually, if it happened to me, frankly. So that's the story. Music in the focus because it's such an important part of our lives. 28 after the hour on the DJV show. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump pressed at the G7 summit about the trade war with China. Here a reporter asks if he has second thoughts about initiating it.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war?
I have second thoughts about everything.
The president, though, then has some encouraging news about that dispute.
Actually, we're getting along very well with China right now. We're talking. I think they want to make a deal much more than I do.
And since making those comments, President Trump appeared with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and told reporters that his meetings with leaders at the G7 summit have been very, very friendly.
Louisiana wins the Little League World Series Championship, beating Curacao 8-0 in Sunday's title game. They're the first team to ever win the championship after losing their first game in Williamsport. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's now 34 at the hour on today's DJV program, Monday, August the 26th. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Jennifer's off today. Kara is off today. It's this week. A lot of people get caught up before Labor Day, Victoria. If they have vacation time coming and they want to take in the summer, this is the week they generally do. So yeah. This will be not as slow as July the 4th in terms of doing business, but it's a slow time and something that is appreciated by a lot of people is the summer, not in terms of the calendar, but it's sort of the unofficial July 4th starts it. And it's over before you blink, it would seem, for those who, no regrets. Let's just keep moving, although you chastise me for saying, oh, it's the last week of August or two-thirds of the way through the month, whatever. Something that's over is the life of David Koch, and I think it's interesting to look around. You had some observations about his passing at the end of last week, and I have some thoughts about some things that have been said about him. So what do you think? What's your observation?
Well, I think you know, I mean, I am sure you can guess I'm not a huge fan of the Koch brothers and the things that they've supported. But, you know, he passed away at 79. Is his older brother Charles still alive?
Yes, Charles is the oldest brother. There were three brothers, David, Bill, and Charles. Charles was sort of the leader of the pack, his father's favorite. His father started the industry as an oil catter, and it became, Koch Industries became a huge, huge, impactful business in lots of different ways, including politically. Father started the John Birch Society, and the boys have started, or didn't start, but they continued in their father's, or at least those two did. Mm-hmm. Bill, the twin brother to David is Bill, and he left the company 20-some-odd years ago. He would fight with the two other brothers all the time about how to do things. And they finally, when Charles got control after the father died, they threw him out, and they gave him $2 billion, and he didn't go away quietly. In fact, there was a suit that lasted for a long time in which he felt that the brothers had defrauded him and had kept from him what the actual value of the company was, and I think he ended up getting another $2 billion out of him. They all, you know, lots of money, giving it to political causes. Bill Maher said something that I thought was disgusting. I may not have cared much for the Koch brothers either, but my reasoning isn't because so much of what they did, although I think that one way of thinking is not a good thing. I think you got to be flexible about stuff. And spending the money they did, they were responsible for Citizens United, which has changed elections, and not for the better, in my estimation. But anyway, Bill Koch became a friend of mine. I met him through a friend who used to work with me on the radio in Wichita named Mary Beal. He had interests in that part of the country, and so they met, and he was on the radio, and then I met him. And he sponsored the women's, the first women's boating team in the America's Cup. And I was fortunate enough to tag along for that experience. It was quite an experience. But anyway, I got to know him pretty well. Had dinner at his home a few times, and I got what his differences were with his brothers. And so, but I got a sense that he cared about David, but he really despised Charles. Charles is an autocrat. Anyway, that's not the point. David has passed away. He died at the age of 79. I think he had some kind of cancer. Lung cancer, I think it was. So on Friday's program...
Was it lung cancer? Because he had suffered from prostate cancer at some point, and yeah. I guess he had various illnesses, so they didn't really disclose
the cancer
what,
spread around. Yeah. I think that was the problem.
You know, it is interesting because being a New Yorker for so long, the Koch brothers, and David Koch especially, he had a lot of interest in, which seems sort of antithetical to a lot of the things that he donated his money to, but he also donated a lot to museums and to the arts, and so he personally was a fan of the arts. The Met Museum has a
David
Koch wing. Yeah, David.
Yeah, right.
The Met Museum has his name on it. Part of the Metropolitan Opera has his name on in the building, and you know, so it is kind of interesting that
Get from his brother, here's what I get from his brother, and this is in, you say, you know, refer to it as whatever you want. There was a feeling that the David wasn't as smart, and this is total speculation on my part, that Charles was the motivator and the mover and the pusher, and that David sort of succumbed to his pressure is the right word for it. To his autocracy, to his being in charge, and Bill didn't. Remember, these guys are twins. Bill and David are twins. So oftentimes twins think alike, act alike, and sort of pursue the same interests. That was not the case with these guys at all. But I think because they were twins, Bill and David had more of an affinity for each other, even though when Charles got upset with Bill and tossed him out, it was Charles who decided to do that. David went along with him. Whether he just felt it was better to stay in the position he was in, but he was never the leader. He was never a leader. He was not a figurehead either. I mean, he was involved in what the Koch company did, but he didn't have the public impact, nor did he have the persona that Charles did. Bill has a very bigger-than-life personality. David never seemed to. So, you know, but for Bill Maher to say he's glad he's dead, what a jerk. He's just such a damn jerk.
Well, he's also, you know, that's what he's known for. He says crazy, shocking things. And,
he's a jerk.
Is it distasteful? Completely. Yeah. You know, and on the other side of
that. He said, I'm glad he's dead. That was the quote. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's dead. I hope his end was painful. That sounds like some Howard Stern would say.
Well.
You know, or used to say.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Used to.
So how do you rejoice on... you should see the social media burning up with comments about him.
On both sides, there's a way to handle it and there's a way to not handle it. Did he do the right thing? Absolutely not. You know, on the other side of that, Bernie Sanders was out at a Michigan fair or something over the weekend, and he was doing a Q&A with the audience, and a guy got up and said, "Well, David Koch is dead now, and so, you know, we don't know where their money is going to go or whatever." And as soon as he mentioned the name, then a lot of people in the audience started cheering, and Bernie just shut it down immediately. And, you know, with Bernie's typical New Yorker dismissive hand wave, which is, you know, just, we're not doing that. Forget it. And that's what it needs to be. And unfortunately, the president never does that when people say horrible things at his rallies. So, you know, people don't handle this stuff well at all. Some do and some don't. And Bill Maher, obviously, as a TV comedian, he, you know, feels the need to be shocking.
He feels the need to be shocking because he's an immature little wonker. That's basically what he is. I found that. There's some things that he's done that I thought were cool, like religiosity. I thought... had some impact in
Ridiculous, yeah.
That too.
Yeah, it was. That was a great movie.
to take that approach with, it leaves me cold. Anyway, here's something that doesn't. I want to say hi to Aaliyah. I meant to do this last week, and I sort of forgot about it for whatever the reason. But when something good happens, I like saying hello to someone who's responsible for saying or thinking or passing on something that's good. Lynn Conklin is the lady in focus right now who sent a note along to thank us, thank the program. Her alarm goes off every morning at 4:30. She turns on the DJV program. She enjoys listening as she gets ready for the day ahead, Victoria. When listening to your program one Tuesday morning when Dr. Jack Stockwell was on, I heard him talk about how important the upper cervical spine alignment was and how the nerves in the spine are connected to the brain. So she tells the story about what she did, what she experienced. She lives in California, where she went to find a Nooka chiropractor, which is the type of chiropractor that Jack is. It was just a nice service, and she tells us about it, what happened after 3 or 4 treatments. So she wanted to say thank you for the information and
That's
the enjoyment
great.
Of the program. It's nice to have that sort of, it's just nice to have that sort of appreciation. Jack certainly did. Jack has a very powerful presence. And if you want to hear, he does a segment on the DJV program every week, but he also, I have a podcast and a program devoted to health with two very good doctors. Jack is one of them. Ken Kronhaus is the other. And you can find that podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Find out what it is that Lynn is talking about. Today is National Dog Day, honoring the most loyal, adorable creatures. We have a long history together. Our pals, the dogs. Evolution into man's best friend goes back about 14,000 years or so, probably longer than that, actually, when they split from wolves and become more domesticated animals. Since then, the bond between people and their dogs has transcended time and cultures. It's an integral part, I think, of humanity, don't you think? I mean, think about your
Absolutely.
Dogs.
Yep.
Two dogs you've got. I've had some fabulous dogs. All my life I've had dogs. First dog I had was Frisky when I was a kid. Frisky was quite a character. And from that point on, I've shared dogs with people that I love, my children, my wife, the person that I was with most recently. We had a great dog. My dog, Charlotte, who people have heard about when I used to travel around the country. I think I might take a trip across the country and visit stations this year, too, Victoria. I'm thinking about doing that in December. Early January, and bring Daisy with me. I took a trip this weekend to Pennsylvania to see, if Jennifer were here, she'd remember, you probably don't remember, we had conversations about, before you came on, about a fellow named Jim Troha, who's the president now of Juniata College down in Huntington, which is near State College, Pennsylvania. So I went down there, visit him, and do a couple of other things over the last couple of days. It was one of my, remember when I took a trip down to see Chucker and went to New Jersey to a birthday party for Tom Kreitler, and then I went over to see Chucker. I went down on one day and came back on the other. And I did about the same thing, covered about the same, you know, 1,000 miles or so in 36 hours. But had a nice, but Daisy came with me. She hadn't come the last time. It's the first trip she's taken with me. And she was so sweet. And we got to Jim's house on Friday night. She played with his dogs and she rolled around. She just had a great fun time. And then she hasn't been sleeping with me because she was having a hard time getting used to the house when she first got here because of her background. So I haven't had her sleep with me. But in Jim's house, in the bedroom, I brought her upstairs and she curled up in a corner and went to sleep. Not a peep out of her all night long. So it was a great experience. And
it's good. The more you travel with her, too, the more she'll enjoy it. And that's great.
So today, anyway, think about stories that you have about your dog, dogs you have now, dogs you've loved, dogs been in your life. Celebrate your best friend, the dog, your dog, our dogs. It is. It's a very special, very special, very special relationship, I know, with Charlotte. And you have a wonderful developing relationship with Daisy, too. She's such a sweet little thing. Sweet, sweet, sweet. I'll tell you. Though taking this damn trip, and I say that because when I went out on Friday night, the GPS said I'd be there in 6 hours and 40 minutes. Well, 10 hours later, I'm still on the road. The damn traffic that you encounter, I left early enough on Friday, right after we got off the road, off the air, I figured I'd beat some of the traffic. But you can't beat it because there's so many road projects. I went across 84 into New York State, and I sat for 35 minutes. And then another one. In Pennsylvania, where you get detoured and you go 5 feet and then you move another 10 feet and then you move 5, you can't get away from that stuff. Wow. It's everywhere. And coming back on Saturday afternoon, it took me almost 4 hours between the time I encountered the George Washington Bridge and to get on the other side of it. I decided to come home a different way because I didn't want to be waylaid by the traffic on 84, so I came across 80 into New York. And as soon as I got within, 15 miles, the traffic slowed down. And it was unbelievable.
Did you use Waze?
Yeah, I did use Waze.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. The traffic is becoming a national nightmare. And who knows what is going to come of it. But I'm sure many of you can relate to what I'm saying because you go traveling and you want to have a good time and you get stuck in the damn traffic and waste, you know, if you have a 1 week vacation, you waste all of it one day driving to where you're going and another day when you're coming back. What fun is that? It sort of takes all the starch away from it. All right, speaking of fun, are you going to run down of what's on tonight? Anything?
Yep, so the big story tonight will be the MTV Video Music Awards. That starts at 8 p.m. That airs on MTV, VH1, BET, TV Land, and the Comedy Network. That will be live from Newark, New Jersey tonight. And if you're not into that, one of the other shows that we've sort of been talking about lately is Leah Remini's Scientology and the Aftermath. That is the season and series finale tonight. And that's on A&E at 9 p.m. And this is essentially she and her co-host Mike Rinder, who used to be a very high-ranking official in the Scientology Church. The two of them together, they have a panel of legal, psychological, and law enforcement experts. And this will be filmed for the first time in front of a live studio audience. And so there are a lot of the audience is made up entirely of former Scientologists. So it'll be kind of interesting. I've seen this show. It is riveting. She's won Emmys for this. It's a very emotional to watch.
Talking about it. Yeah.
And man, it's unbelievable to think that this is still allowed to be a church that's legal in this country. It's crazy. So anyway, that's on tonight. And then if you want to do something else, if you want a little kind of tabloid sort of juicy type of a TV show, is Grand Hotel. That's new tonight on ABC at 10 p.m. And that's kind of like a, you know, summertime soap. And lots of
soap
internationals tonight too.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I want to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria spending our whole dance together today. This time we always spend together because Victoria does a lot of research. Her interests are in technology, among other things, many other things. So I let her off on her own, and here we go with a research paper she's done. This like sounds like a report for the senior.
My book report.
For the senior. Senior tech class. Amazon is under fire. Why?
Well, they are reportedly, this is coming from the Wall Street Journal, who did a pretty big investigation into thousands of Amazon products, and it turns out that they're selling a lot of products that are mislabeled, banned, or have been declared unsafe by federal agencies. It found no fewer than 4,152 items that fit that criteria, and that they were freely available to buy on Amazon's storefront. Now, the list of mislabeled, banned, and unsafe products found by the Wall Street Journal is pretty extensive. It includes products that were actually labeled as FDA approved that the agency never even vetted, and medication that lacked child safety warnings, banned sleeping wedges for babies, illegally imported prescription drugs, electronics that falsely claimed that they had been certified for safety ratings, toys with unsafe amounts of lead and potential for choking hazards, and more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And now, a lot of these products actually had Amazon's Choice label on them. And so, the worst part of all, the investigation found at least 157 items that Amazon had said it explicitly banned that were still on the site. So, the issue, obviously, is Amazon's massive network of third-party sellers. They sell on Amazon. They even ship from the Amazon warehouse. And that's where it says, fulfilled by Amazon program. You'll see that in kind of small print. A lot of these these other products sold by third-party sellers, it's kind of hard to tell what's actually sold by Amazon and what's sold by the third party. There is fine print there, but it's really a small line of text. It doesn't make it glaringly obvious that you're buying from a third party. Amazon says they don't take legal responsibility for any of these unsafe products because technically they're not selling it. So I think that we're going to start seeing lots of lawsuits, and any disputes that are currently brought up, they have to go, Amazon doesn't deal with it. They just say, well, you've got to go right to the third-party seller. Now, Amazon issued a statement to the Wall Street Journal after this came out, saying that they have rigorous standards for third-party vetting, which none of this sounds true. And so they didn't even address the products that were being sold under the Amazon Choice label. So they have a lot of explaining to do, and this story is just kind of building now. And, you know, the best advice that a lot of tech writers are talking about over the weekend, the best advice is if you're going to buy a product on Amazon, do some off-Amazon Googling, search it out, read reviews, and then go to Amazon and buy it if you want. But make sure you're really doing your research, because when you have stuff that's labeled as FDA approved and the FDA has said they've never even heard of it, that's a really scary thing to be involved in. I mean, I certainly know I will never buy cosmetics from Amazon ever again. I got tainted mascara that I got an eye infection from, and Jen had the same problem with mascara, or it was some other type of makeup that she bought from Amazon. So you have to be very, very careful what you buy from them. And, they've gotten too big.
Word to the wise. Yes, they have. Disney, speaking of getting too big, announcing pricing and features for the new streaming service.
The Geek Out.
Disney has provided more details on their new streaming service, Disney Plus, and you should be prepared to part with $7 a month. In direct competition with Netflix, this new platform will not only be stuffed with great movies and series, we now know many of the specifics. Disney Plus will deliver 4K UHD HDR quality and support up to 4 simultaneous streams, all at no extra cost. This basically is equal or superior to Netflix's premium tier, which is more than double at $16. Obviously, the suspicion is this sounds way too good to be true, and that $7 could quickly turn into 10, 15, or more. Time will tell. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th, and we've posted all the details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, back at it with an FAA ruling. This is something they want you to know. What is it?
This is, it's almost laughable. The FAA has actually issued a warning saying that you're not allowed to attach weapons to drones. The FAA actually sent this out saying that it is illegal to operate a drone with a dangerous weapon attached to it. They said, perhaps you've seen online photos and videos of drones with attached guns, bombs, fireworks, flamethrowers, and other dangerous items. Do not consider attaching any items such as these to a drone, because operating a drone with all these items can cause harm to a person and your bank account. And they warn that it's a $25,000 fine for each violation. And there are a lot, unfortunately, this is what they're talking about is there are a lot of videos online of people doing.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.